Late last night, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and leaders of the state legislature announced they had a handshake deal on the state budget, 26 days late. Negotiations over the budget were contentious, and as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, they may have altered the mood in state government more than the finances.
It's always tough to get a budget deal in California, and it usually happens late. This is one of just three states that requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature, so some bipartisan agreement is always necessary, and always in Sacramento, in short supply. Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger promised to change that. That's one promise, however, that even the eternally optimistic governor couldn't keep. Yet you'd hardly know that to hear him last night when he emerged from his office with the legislative leadership.
The reason why this budget came about and how we came to an agreement is because there was this new, refreshed, positive kind of attitude and also bipartisan kind of an attitude here that was really terrific.
This was the way Schwarzenegger used to talk before the budget deadline was blown. When negotiations got tough, though, he added to the usual partisan rancor, campaigning around the state to get voters to support his budget, blaming Democratic lawmakers for the impasse, and most famously calling them girly men, a term from an old Saturday Night Live sketch that used to ridicule him. That caused an uproar, but by last night, Democrat John Burton, leader of the Senate, seemed to be taking it all in stride.
Speaking for myself and my Senate colleagues, when we accepted the fact that we were really girly men, we just were able to get over that and get on with the budget.
The challenges to getting a spending plan were serious. California faced a $17 billion budget gap, and Schwarzenegger had pledged to close it without raising taxes. Meanwhile, Democrats, who control the legislature, swore the budget was not going to be balanced at the expense of the poor, elderly, and disabled. Fred Silva, a budget analyst at the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California, says that left few choices.
The only option you have is to get a deal between the two groups, the Assembly and the Senate, and then borrow lots of money.
Schwarzenegger brought in some revenue without borrowing by making side deals with K-12 education, with some casino-owning Indian tribes, with local governments and others. Collectively, they gave up billions of dollars now in exchange for some form of payback later.
I think on a number of those deals, the governor did show good leadership.
Assemblyman Keith Richman is a moderate Republican. He says, however, that despite Schwarzenegger's prodigious deal-making, this year's budget isn't a lot different than last year's, signed by former Governor Gray Davis, who Schwarzenegger ousted in the recall.
The approach has been exactly the same. I mean, it has been no tax or fee increases, no significant spending reductions, and significant amounts of borrowing in order to balance the budget this year.
Richman says the state's likely to be looking at a budget deficit of $7 to $10 billion next year. And Fred Silva at the Public Policy Institute says there's no sign that leaders in Sacramento are going to change their approach to the budget anytime soon.
The real question is, how much more do you borrow that where you would otherwise have the choice of either reducing expenditures or raising taxes? And on a bipartisan basis, there isn't any interest in doing either.
Legislators are returning to Sacramento in anticipation of a vote on the budget soon. In the case of some Democrats, they're coming all the way back from their party's convention in Boston. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.